This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden is condemning Russia, promising to tame inflation and deal with a fading but still dangerous coronavirus pandemic. He announced in his first State of the Union address last night that the U.S. is now banning Russian flights from its airspace because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president sought to refocus the nation on what it can do, opening with praise for what he calls unwavering resolve against Russia's Ukraine invasion.
That freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
And that despite global and domestic concerns,
we're going to be okay.
Saying the State of the Union is strong because the American people are strong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What do the Republicans think of President Biden's first State of the Union address?
In the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address,
it feels like President Biden and his party have sent us back in time.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds faulted Biden's foreign policies and Biden's domestic record. Reynolds said Republican governors and legislators are offering an alternative to Biden's policies across the nation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Overseas, a convoy of Russian tanks and other armored vehicles has been advancing slowly on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Russian forces also continuing their assault on other Ukrainian towns and cities. It's not clear yet how many civilians have been killed in this war. The UN has recorded 136 civilian deaths, though the number is thought to be far higher than that. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will meet with congressional leaders of both parties today, her first steps in the confirmation process. The number of COVID cases has now fallen to its lowest level since last summer, after a winter spike. This is AP News. It appears many of us are keeping up with the latest news on Ukraine. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel's got this.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine got a lot of us grabbing the TV remotes and tuning in to cable news outlets. Nielsen reports CNN, Fox, and MSNBC averaged 6.4 million viewers in prime time between the start of the war last week and Sunday night. That's a strong bump up from their January average of 4 million. Overall, CNN showed the most dramatic increase, while Fox ends up with the largest ratings. Those numbers represent a trend. CNN tends to have the most dramatic increases during big news events, while its rivals, which focus more on politics, tend to hold on to their audiences when the news is relatively quiet. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks were down yesterday. The Dow dropped 597 points yesterday. The S&P fell 67. The Nasdaq slid 218 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.